G'day and welcome to Partaker's Monday Think Spot. One of the saddest things I hear with increasing frequency is that a Christian says they are no longer interested in going to their church, that they can find a way to worship God without the need to be with other believers one day a week. They say they can find plenty of fellowship with other Christians without the need to attend their church on a Sunday. However, that is against all that Jesus said and the early church practiced in regards to local church and being involved in a local church if you are able to. It is also one of the prime ways our enemy Satan gets to those who are Christians. It is to get them separated from their local church, just as a lion or a wolf separates a sheep from the flock so as to make it easier to hunt down and devour. It is also extreme selfishness to remove yourself from your local church or not to be involved in a local church. It is selfish in that you are wanting all the benefits of being a Christian without the commitment it takes to that local church. Where better to serve others than in your local church? Where better to give to others your time, your gifts, even your money, than your local church? It is a hallmark of 21st century materialism encroaching in the church to say, I am leaving the church because I am not getting what I want out of it. Now, I am not saying that your church is perfect. No church is perfect. Just as no church is totally imperfect. But as a Christian, you need to be plugged in into your church, into a group of local believers. Not always to receive what you can get, but also to give where you can. Give and serve your local community with your time, your gifts, your talents, and with your money. Jesus loves the church. The universal church, as well as your local church. Your church where you attend is loved by Jesus. It is to be loved by you as well, warts and all. So when you are tempted to leave the church where you attend, be tempted to be even more committed to it also. The writer of Hebrews put it like this almost 2,000 years ago. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in fact some are doing, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. If you are going to church simply for what you can get out of it, you are going to church for the wrong reason. You are to assemble with other Christians. If you are going to church simply for what you can get out of it, you are going to church for the wrong reason. You, as a Christian, are to assemble with other Christians in order to encourage, serve, and to love them. Just your appearance at a church may be of encouragement to somebody else. And you cannot do that if you do not attend. And guess what? Your local community is looking at the church and seeing how you love, work, serve, care, and encourage each other, as well as them. And if you're not part of a church, you can't do that with other believers in that church. Your church. And our final thought today is this. Let's not take for granted our freedom to worship and attend our churches. Many of our fellow believers around the world are being persecuted for their faith in Jesus and have to meet in secret to worship God and meet other Christians. Have a great week and celebrate Jesus with your church. Come back to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where every day there is something published to encourage you in your Christian walk. Thank you.